Okay, today's learning from Mishnah Chaim Lutz Roshayim, Maisha Neil Rivka Mas Maisha Israel. So we're now from Maisha, so we're Shalem Achai Maisha Malka, and Brach Mas Sarah Malka, those who are Shalem from Malchitz, and then for Egaldino, and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We are holding Simon Reish Yer Aleph. We are up to Sif Dalet, continuing on with the order of the brachas of what you make. So we have a couple of next few Sif, from a little bit simpler, but also very negaya. Kol ha'kaidem ha'pasek. So the pasek says, brings it down over here. Eretz chita sayre gefen tein remind eretz zayish shemenu dvash. Right, those are, that is the pasek. Okay, eretz, the land of wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, the land, then it says again, eretz, zayish shemen, olives, udvash, which means dates. Okay, so now, kol ha'kaidem ha'pasek, anything that is first in the pasek, meaning closer to the eretz, Eretz Chita Sayre, Kaidem Levracha, that goes first. However, the Eretz Basra, Hivsek Inyan, the second Eretz, sort of restarts the count. V'chal HaSamach Loi, Chashiv, Me'am U'chir, Yimani L'Eretz Kama. So whatever is closer to the second Eretz will trump, go before the one that's after the first Eretz. And he'll explain. Hilkach, therefore, Tamarim, Kaidem L'Anavim. So dates will become before grapes. Now, let me explain that to you why. So let's look at the pasuk. Eretz starts the Eretz, and it says Chita is one, Sa'ir is two, Gefen is number three from the Eretz. Now, the pasuk continues to Einu remind Eretz, Zay is Shemen, which is, so Zay is Shemen is number one after the second Eretz, and Udvash, which is Dates, which is number two after the second Eretz. So the Tamarim will now become before the Anavim. Tamarim is two versus Anavim, which is three. So Zesh Sheni L'Eretz Basra, this is the two, to the second Eretz. Vezesh Shlishi L'Eretz Kama, and the Anavim, the grapes, is number three to the Eretz, to the first Eretz. Now he explains over here very beautifully, how do we know, right? Really, the Pusik had to list them in some order, right? Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom put them all in the hat and pulled them out, whatever order they came. How do we know Mehechatesa that it's in the Pusik first makes it more Chashiv? He says exactly what makes it more Chashiv is the fact that there's a second Eretz, because the Pusik could just as well have written Eretz Chitasari Gefen Teiner Remain Zayas Shem Nudvash. Why do we have the second Eretz in there? The second Eretz shows us that the Eretz is important, that whatever's closer after or comes first after the word Eretz has more of a chashivas. The second Eretz is the one that proves that the Eretz is important, and therefore that's how we have this halacha. Okay, says the Rama, v'dafke shayichal anavim k'may shein. This that we said dates would come before anavim is if I'm eating grapes regularly. Aval im asam hen yayin shekaveya bracha la'atzmai. Now yayin is even more elevated because yayin has its own specific bracha. Then it bayir pri agafen. Chashuva, that makes it even more chashuva. He condemns lebaruchal atchila. So grapes, wine would come before dates. Okay, so even though dates would come before grapes, but wine would become before dates. Sorry. Now he continues. I have a ma'ase kedera when it comes to a cooked product. Mechameshes minadagim that has in a chameshes minadagim. He chashuva yosem and abirchas hayayin. So mezonis is more chashiv than wine. Kol ha'nemar l'samach l'eretz kama l'koydum l'mash nemar samach l'eretz basra. So you have an equal position. Let's say it's number one. We'll see the cases. Let's say it's number one after the first eretz and number one after the second eretz. Being after the first eretz wins over being after the second eretz. La'achas shav le'besmich l'eretz. Since they're both equal distance from the eretz, the one that's first goes first. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Kol ha'koydim. The mikra zeh choyshev haminim shenishtapcha behem Eretz Yisrael. This pasuk is listing the items that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. V'chol ha'mugdim v'pasuk, whatever's early in the pasuk, who yoyse chashev mehem u'cher is more chashev than the one that's later, as we explained. L'fichach u'kaydim l'bracha, therefore it comes first. V'chitu sa'ira, when it says wheat and barley, v'kra d'koydim l'shar haminim, this that we said, that wheat and barley, is I took it and I made it into some sort of dish. According to many paisim, not if I'm eating it plain. As we'll see shortly in Sifhei. Now, remember our rules. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. When things are the same bracha, we paskin the way the Mechaber did in Sif Aleph. When things are in the same bracha, we go with the Shivas Amina first, and then we go with the order of the pasuk first over Chaviv. Chaviv is the next level to determine what we should do. Now, Afkish Amina Sheni Hu Chaviv Yosa. So over here, we have two items that we're going to eat. Both are listed in the pasuk. One of them is more Chaviv to me. Still, the one that's early in the pasuk should go first. So the order in the pasuk wins out over the Chaviv. Akasa Achrayim. The Chashivas Min Shiva. Lahakdim Rishon L'Sheni Hu Rakish Enigma Pri. This that we said, that if I have two items from the Shivas Aminim, and therefore I'm going to go with the one that's earlier in the pasuk, the one that's closer to the Eretz. Okay, that is assuming both are fully ripened. Avalim Loi Nigmar. What happens if one of the two was not fully ripened? Going Zayis Kaim Shagodla Netz. The olive prior to the hairy part on it grows on the tree. Avshei Rishon LeEretz Pasur. Even though it's first after the second word Eretz. Choshev Yosa Hamulcha Mimeni. But if I have, let's say I'm eating dates, right? Olives and dates. So olives should be first. But if my olives are not ripened and the dates are ripened, then the dates will become first. Because this that Eretz Yisrael was praised is not an unripened fruit that I'm eating. It's praised unripened fruit that I am eating. The Eretz Basra, the Chen who say the Mikras. Now he tells us the pasuk, which we did already outside. Eretz chita sari gefen teina rima and eretz zayi shem and advash. Ume eretz shem emcha habas chola seda. The second eretz restarts the count. The chola samach lechashav yoysam and uchash eretz kama. Anything that is earlier after, and has it's a earlier pole position in after the, I threw a pole in there for Yonatan. If the anything that's earlier on after the second eretz wins out over something that's earlier, that's later on after the first eretz. Tamarim koydman the dvash mikroy tamarim chiyotzim and dvash. We had this many times when it says in the pasuk dvash honey, it's actually referring to the dates that honey comes from. Tchila and afil lezaisim she rishani leretz basra. So we said that the kemach and of chita and sa'irim, right? When I made a ma'isik edera, that goes, even though sa'irim is technically second after the eretz, it still goes before zaisim. Hi chashuva shegam b'riches barim min zaynus hi brachim of ereres k'mar b'riches hayayin. Min zaynus is even more specific than the other bracha, same rules that we learned yesterday. And since the mezainis in the pasuk is before the grapes, so therefore mezainis goes before hagefen. Now, obviously, as David, you brought up yesterday, obviously when you're making kiddush, you got to make the kiddush first, because there the kiddush gets a chashivas, because that's our whole way we're able to eat is by being mekadosh the meal. So there the kiddush becomes, I add just a little bit to what I said yesterday, the kiddush is now becoming a dvar mitzvah. Right, so therefore, the wine or the whiskey would go first before anyway. You can't eat without it, but it would come first. Now, the Rama says, Chameshas mina dagan. Now, in the actual pasuk, which we just read several times, it's Ches Chita and Saira. It doesn't really say Chita, it doesn't say all the Chameshas mina dagan. Lashminan, the Af Kusman Ishmael Shuel, the Shipon. Oats and spelt and rye are included in this rule. So even though they are not specifically listed in the pasuk, they are treated as if they're listed in the pasuk. Mazon and nice when gamkin koydim leyayin, it comes before wine. Then gamkin b'chal chit b'sarim, because really these are all byproducts of wheat and barley. They're considered sort of children of wheat and barley, and therefore they are. Although the pasuk only says chita and sa'ira, all chameshas min and dagim are included in this halacha, and therefore all of them will go. If you're not, we're not talking Shabbos and Kiddush, but all of them by a regular meal, you're sitting down, you're having any one of those chameshas min and dagim and wine, the chameshas min and dagim would come first. La'achas shavam miloshes amash mitachit sar in the koyim hirak my shavel hem besmichal eretz mechitim, right, that it goes before chitim lezaisim usarim ledvash shehu tamarim avos ha'orim hena maza nasa mehen k'mashu farshu shay lezaisim loy. That it would seem from the words of the Rama that Zaysim would maybe come before Sa'irim. Most of the Chorinim agree with that, and in the Gris Maishi, he also writes like that, like the Levush, as we explained that Mezainis will always go first. So even though Sa'irim is number two after Eretz and Zesim is number one after Eretz, the Mezainis always wins out. Okay, let's start Sif Hay. Hadachita Sa'ir Kaidmu. This that we said that chita, wheat, Sa'ir, barley comes first. Dafka k'sh'osman tashalai pas, that I made a dish out of it, I made bread, or I made a Danish out of it. Aval ha'koisus chita, if you're just going to chew a kernel of wheat, we learned already, it's a bar pi adama, ainik ademus labichas bar pi eitz. That does not come before the bar pi eitz. Now, we have to remember yesterday what we learned. The question of adama and bar pi eitz, we're talking about when that if one of them is chaviv, it would go first, but not because of the fact that it's earlier in the pasuk. It would go first because of its chaviv. If neither one is chaviv, one over the other, then it would be the ha'eitz would go first. So that's what the Mechab is telling us over here. That chita and that I'm just chewing, that's a hadama, is not first because it's first in the pasuk. It's either first because it's chaviv, or it will be second because the other one is a bar pi eitz. Again, I'm eating a, let's say, a date, and a chita. So the chita, I'm chewing some kernels of chita. The chita is hadama. The date is a eitz. So if neither one is chaviv, so outs the pasuk, the chita should go first. That's what the Mechab is telling us. No. That once it's just being chewed as is, that's not the chashivas of that fruit or that vegetable, and therefore it does not go into the rules that we just learned to the pasuk. We just go back to the regular hadama and ha'eitz rules that we learned till now previously. Let's see. Then if you made it into a mezainis or into a bread, it would come first, even if it's not chaviv. But if I'm eating it as is, just chewing a kernel, any kademis, ela bayer pi eitz taktim, you should make the bayer pi eitz. That's only if the pre-eitz is chaviv. Then it would come first, even this we learned already yesterday, so we're just recapping. He's saying is according to the Magen Avraham, if the chita would be more chaviv, he would still be magdamit. Out this pasuk. However, the Gra learns the way we learned before, yesterday, that it is not, it's the hadama only goes first purely if it's chaviv, not because it's early in the pasuk. As we learned yesterday, if the wheat is more chaviv, the yashayim that we had yesterday at the end of, I think it was Sif Beis or Sif Gimel, the chaviv kainu k'mayshik k'sav nisham, as we wrote over there. And then he says, Kedemus Abichas, no. So that's actually, the Ramah is already going on further. So, and it's a long Mishavura on this Ramah, so let's hold off on this Ramah. Me'etz Hashem, we will do that tomorrow. Pretty sure today's Wednesday.